Right, welcome to our service this morning as the last few people take their seat. And it's lovely to see some of you are dressed for the day. And haven't the celebrations been wonderful over these last few days? Absolutely incredible. So, so my friend decided he wanted to come along. He's in his patriotic bag. Come on out. Come on. Oh. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, hat. You've dropped your hat, have you? Come here. Come out. Thank you.
Oh, hi, Craig.
Friend of yours, yes, I know. Come on. I think it goes that way round. Just don't nod your head. Might help you see. Right. Well, this is a surprise, Leopold, because you weren't actually scheduled to be here today. Anyway, you're going to say hello for a start.
Oh, hello.
I said don't nod your head. Do you want it back on?
Yes.
Are you going to nod your head?
No.
Come on. Try and keep it on this time.
Flag.
What do you mean flag? Oh, you left that there. Leopold. Oh, you can't say anything with a flag in, can you? That could be good. Huh. Well, that wasn't good. Now they're both on the floor. Come on. I think we'll leave the flag there. A minute. Anyway, so what do we owe this honour? Paddington. Paddington? Yes, he was on television. You're absolutely right, Craig. Is that why you thought you'd appear here today?
Yes,
because Paddington appeared on the television with the Queen last night.
Yes.
And it's a good thing the Queen has a sense of humour.
It is, isn't it? I've not seen the Queen having tea with Paddington. I highly recommend it. It was good, wasn't it?
Yes.
And now we know what she keeps in her handbag. Leopold.
Don't tell me Leopold.
No, he's just dropped his hat again. Come on. No, certainly not one in the hat. I'm going to leave it there. No, it stays there now. Otherwise, it's going to. Right. So you've enjoyed the festivities.
Yes. Queen's wonderful.
Yes, the Queen is absolutely wonderful, and so's God, who's kept us safe and true to her promises over these last 70 years.
Yes, true.
So, you've come here.
Service?
Yes, you've come for the service. Food! I thought there was an attraction today. There are no marmalade sandwiches. At least I don't think there are.
Oh. Ice cream.
What do you mean, ice cream? Oh, we don't tend to have ice cream at church events because it melts by the time we get there.
Huh.
We'll have to find you some when we get home. But do you know what today is?
Jubilee.
Yeah, I know it's the Jubilee. Do you know what else it is? No. Okay. It's the birthday of the church. Happy birthday. Shush. It's the birthday of the church. It's Pentecost. And we celebrate that over 2,000 years ago, the Holy Spirit came on those disciples in the upper room.
Ooh!
And we give thanks for that. So, birthday of the church.
Give thanks.
Yep, I think it's time to give thanks. And I have got some prayers here, short prayers, And in between each, I want you to join in with the words, "We praise you." So, let's pray. Loving God, we thank you for the opportunity to come together to celebrate the life of our Queen, for her courage, her dignity, and her sincerity. We praise you. It's probably best if I lead it, okay? For her dedication, her resilience, her faith. We praise you. For all the ways she has put service before self. We praise you. God of all nations, on this day of Pentecost, for the power of your Holy Spirit equipping each of us for our life's work. We praise you. For the gifts and the fruit of the Holy Spirit bringing blessing through your church. We praise you. For the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of our Queen, we praise you. And we ask your blessing on our Queen and all those she loves at this special time and always. Amen. So we come to our first song, which is on the sheet, "All People That on Earth Do Dwell." And I think you're going to say goodbye at this point, aren't you? All right. Ta-ra. Come on. Thank you, Nick. To come and read some words that the Queen said at her Christmas broadcast in 2011.
In 2011, the Queen said these words, "Although we are capable of great acts of kindness, history teaches us that we sometimes need saving from ourselves. from our recklessness or our greed. God sent into the world a unique person, neither a philosopher nor a general, important though they are, but a saviour with the power to forgive. Forgiveness lies at the heart of the Christian faith. It can heal broken families, it can restore friendships, and it can reconcile divided communities. It is in forgiveness that we feel the power of God's love.
Hello, Lydia. Oh, bless you. It is a pound for the book. Thank you. And that gives me a splendid opportunity just to say I've got these books up here, and by the end of the day, it would be nice to have got rid of all of them. So some of you asked if you could have another one or two. Very likely, at the rate I'm going here, just a pound donation for the book, please. Yes, Craig. Any more questions on pounds? No. And the reason Maureen and I were smiling has got nothing to do with the actual reading, I hasten to add. Ask Maureen about it later and she will explain. That's all right. But we all make mistakes, don't we? We all do things wrong, as we heard in that passage from the Queen's broadcast. So we're going to come in a prayer of confession. So let's pray. O God of all nations and peoples, we praise your name. We rejoice in the many languages that proclaim your word and your wonderful deeds. We give thanks for the movement of your spirit alive in your people, churches and the world. God of wind and fire, we confess that sometimes we fear your spirit and even go against you with our attitudes or actions, showing greed or recklessness rather than reflecting your love. In those moments when the spirit gushes, pushes and challenges us toward the unknown, we would often rather cling to the comfort and the familiar. Forgive our hesitations, Lord God, and renew the ability in us to entrust our lives to you. Move us beyond boundaries of language and nationality into your endless and extravagant love. In this world, so in need of forgiveness, peace, and healing, lead us to be those who forgive, who overcome fear, who offer messages of hope and forgiveness, and practice your infinite graciousness. We come to you, Lord, as we are, in need of your forgiveness and love, and pray that you would take us on by your Holy Spirit. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Phil, would you come and bring us the reading, please?
From the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were, staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine."
Thank you, Phil. Decided to leave Phil with that reading, since some of the names are rather fun, aren't they? Spirit of Holiness, Wisdom and Faithfulness. Our next song. Let's stand to sing if we're able to. Thank you. Nearly as good as Brian, but our faithful Queen has given 70 years of faith and service as Queen. She's been faithful to the promises she made when she was 21 years old, and then at her coronation. And she has not just been faithful, but has been full of faith in God who sustained and guided her. The royal commentator Richard Fitzwilliam said about the Queen that she's a deeply religious person, and daunting though becoming the Queen at 25 might be, she had already pledged to serve her whole life when she was 21. Queen Elizabeth II responded to God's call on her life The passage we've just heard, the disciples in the upper room responded to God's call on their lives and spoke out God's blessings. What would have happened if the disciples hadn't responded? I mean, if they'd ignored, first of all, the instruction to go to the upper room, just disappeared back to what they used to do. Or if they went to the upper room and then tried to stay in the upper room. Or even if they left it, just crept back in again into a holy huddle, because it's safer like that. It's cozier like that. If they had only just welcomed God's blessings for themselves alone and ducked God's call, we would not be here today. But they responded. They responded as the Holy Spirit guided and spoke through them, as they spoke God's word to those around. Sometimes we prefer just to take it a bit easy or take the soft route. Whereas God wants to bless us to bless others. His blessing never stops with us. He wants to bless others through us. And that's always the way that God works. So what about you? Have you responded to God's call on your life? To his love shown through the death of Jesus on the cross, providing forgiveness and opening up a relationship with God through the resurrection and ascension of Jesus? Amazing list of people in the sort of known world then, but it's gone out throughout the whole world and it's reached us, because that's why we're here today. The passage talks of the people in Jerusalem hearing the disciples speaking in their language. It's not the disciples' language, as the Holy Spirit worked in their lives. It just reminds me that God's call is unique to each of us. He doesn't speak to you in exactly the same way as he speaks to me. He speaks so we can hear. It's not a case that we're not very good at hearing, but other people are better at hearing. No, God speaks to each of us so we can hear. It's whether we listen is another matter. It's whether we respond. The Queen responded to God's call on her life, and she's been very faithful in serving this country and beyond. Her faith is dependent on God's Holy Spirit, on God's Holy Spirit sustaining her. So she has responded, but she has relied on God every step of the way. Wendy, would you bring us the Christmas message of 2002, or part of it? And in that message, this is what the Queen said.
I know just how much I rely on my faith to guide me through the good times and the bad. Each day is a new beginning. I know that the only way to live my life is to try to do what is right, to take the long view, to give of my best in all that that day brings, and to put my trust in God. Draw strength from the message of hope in the Christian gospel.
So, again, the question is, what about us? We responded. Are we relying on God? Do we have as much of the Spirit as the Spirit has or wants to have of us? You heard the first part of the chapter, and in it they said, what does this mean? Peter stood up and gave his first sermon, and do what's called an action reading of the next part.
Good morning. Congregation participation. I'm going to read, and at the end of each verse, I'm going to ask you to repeat the verse and my action. Let's just see that. The congregation should repeat the reader's action and the last line of each verse. Okay? So, Peter stood up before the crowd. The other 11 were with him. Fellow Jews, he said, residents of Jerusalem, listen to what I have to say.
Listen to what I have to say.
Then he told them about Jesus and finished by saying, be sure of this, Israel. God made Jesus both Lord and Christ. That's right, the one you crucified. I got that wrong.
That's right.
Thank you ever so much. When the people heard this, they were devastated, mortified, cut to the heart. So they said to Peter and the apostles, what should we do?
What should we do?
Repent, said Peter. Be baptized, said Peter, in the name of Jesus, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive his Holy Spirit too. You and your children, and even those far off, all he chooses to call.
All he chooses to call.
Peter warned them, and he pleaded with them to save themselves from their corrupt generation. And many believed what he said, and many were baptized, 3,000 people in all.
3,000 people in all.
Amen. Thank you. And thank you.
The disciples had responded to God's call in that upper room. They were relying on the Holy Spirit, who'd filled their lives in a new and powerful way. I don't suppose you saw the weather forecast for yesterday. I mean, I kept checking it all week, and it steadily got worse. And then yesterday, it said, weather warning. And I'm thinking, what? Thunder and lightning. It seemed quite a suitable thing for Pentecost, but... The Holy Spirit filled their lives in a new and powerful way. And now, despite the mocking of the crowd, the disciples were faithful to God's call on their lives, and they called others to respond. The Queen made promises as a 21-year-old and at her coronation, and has clearly continued to commit herself to God's call on her life throughout her long life. It wasn't just way back. She will have made an ongoing commitment to keep following God. That should be true for us. There should be an ongoing commitment to what God calls us to do. As mentioned earlier, God's call is unique to each of us. He speaks to us in languages we can understand if we listen. He calls us to respond in repentance and to commit to following Jesus every day of the year, if you like. Every moment when we come across something, we should be seeking to follow God. This is something we need to do for ourselves. We cannot rely on other people's faith. Got a prayer of commitment here. And at the end of each section, an easy response, two words. And I hope you'll be able to say them. They are, we will. So if you can make this commitment, join in with those words. Let's pray. In the name of Christ and following the example of our Queen, let us pledge ourselves to live out our faith responsibly, dutifully, and courageously. Will you offer your hands in friendship and welcome to those who are afraid, To those who are a long way from home, to those of all nations who are in need. We will. Will you use your feet to go where there is loneliness, to visit those who are hurting, to stand up for those who have been brought low? We will. Will you use your voice to speak out for the voiceless, to speak words of peace, to speak blessing over those who have never known love? We will. Will you give your life, whether you are young or whether you are old, in service of your family, your friends, your church, and your community? We will. Will you open your heart to the peoples and all the creatures of the world and pray and work for peace and compassion? We will. Will you honour the Queen before God in and through all the seasons of your life by living as she has done, responsibly, dutifully, and courageously? We will. In the name of Christ, we will. Amen. So I've mentioned the responding to God's call, the relying on the Holy Spirit, and the last thing is to remain faithful to the promise. Remain faithful to what you've said to God you will do. Our Queen was called to a very unique role, and she's remained faithful to her calling, to the vows she made in her 20s. Cast your mind back to what you were like in the 20s. When you were 20. When you were in your 20s, as opposed to my 20s. Can't get the staff around here, can you? Anyway, when you were 20, when you were 21, if you can remember that one, just think. I think 20-year-olds tend to. Everything was very clear. It was all black and white. But promises made then, that seems a very long while ago. And your whole life is stretching before you. It's absolutely incredible that she was able to do that with such a maturity. And it's also amazing that God has kept her through all these years, through the joys and through very deep sorrows. So if you've responded to God's call, do you rely on the Holy Spirit and so are remaining faithful to the promises that you have made? Another way of putting it is, are you persevering in your faith? And that involves commitment. It's no use saying, well, I was baptized 30 years ago, I'm all right, I used to attend church, but it doesn't matter. It's worse still, and I have heard people say this, expecting God to just help you this moment because you're in problems, even though you don't want to be bothered with him the rest of the week. And I've heard people say that, well, where's God in this? And I know jolly well they don't want to know him at all, really. The Queen prays, which is why I've included a lot of prayers in this service. The prayer clearly sustains her. The disciples were in the upper room. They were not having a coffee morning or an afternoon tea or whatever you... Well, it was in the morning, wasn't it? They were praying. That's what they'd been doing. They went and they prayed together. And not just that morning, there had been quite a few days of prayer. They were ready for what God wanted to do. We need to be prayerful people, particularly as we go forward as a church. We need to be prayerful people so that we personally can remain faithful to God and we can be ready as individuals and as a church to hear what God wants to say to us. Christianity is not a private individual faith. When we respond to God's call, we become part of God's family, part of the church, and we belong together. So we should encourage each other. We should encourage each other to rely on the Holy Spirit. We might even need to challenge each other. But we need each other to help each other remain faithful to those promises that we've made and our ongoing commitment. The next song is "The Spirit Came as Promised in God's Appointed Hour." You will know the tune. We have actually had this here before, but it's some beautiful words. Thank you, Nick.
Now, as Laura said, we've enjoyed watching the Jubilee celebrations on the television, and we were particularly impressed with the service of thanksgiving from St. Paul's on Friday morning. The prayers of intercession I'm going to use now are the prayers which we used on Friday, and there was a response. I say, Lord, receive our thanks and praise, and we all say together, and hear our prayer. So let us pray. Rejoicing in the Lord and all that he has given, let us make our supplications with thanksgiving through Jesus Christ, his Son. God of our praise, in love you sustain us with your Spirit, fill our hearts with gladness, that we may celebrate your gift of life and worthily magnify your holy name. Lord, receive our thanks and praise and hear our prayer. God of our peace, in Christ you draw us together. As we gather together from the commonwealth of nations, unite us in purpose, renew us in commitment, and recall us to our promise to live together in fellowship. Lord, receive our thanks and praise, and hear our prayer. God of our hearts, in whose compassion is our sure foundation, as we thank you for the support we receive from one another, bless our families, friends, and all who uphold us. Lord, receive our thanks and praise, and hear our prayer. God of our hope, in Jesus Christ you guide your people as we offer our songs of praise. Receive our resolve to witness to your saving love. Lord, receive our thanks and our prayer. God of our sustenance, in your goodness you fashioned the world. Help us to care for your creation and to safeguard the earth, that we and future generations may enjoy the wonder of all you have made. Lord, receive our thanks and praise, and hear our prayer. God of our strength, in whose kingdom there is no pain nor sadness, draw near to those who are sick and suffering. Comfort those whose lives are marked by conflict, and bring to all in need your wholeness and your peace. Lord, receive our thanks and praise, and hear our prayer. God of our prayer, in whose presence we rejoice and in whose hands we are held secure, keep Elizabeth our Queen in your faith and favour, and as we glory in the gift of her long reign, may we and all whom she serves be united in faith, hope and love. And this we ask through Jesus Christ, the King of glory and the Prince of peace. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, our final hymn is almost a standard at occasions like this. Lord, for the years your love has kept and guided. The sixth verse is today, because the fifth verse is one that Timothy Dudley Smith, who I note is the same age as the Queen, wrote for her Golden Jubilee in 2002. So he stands to sing, Lord, for the years.
a prayer, and then we will join to sing the national anthem. So prayer first. Almighty and gracious God, 70 years ago, a young woman, Elizabeth, made a commitment to serve you in the life to which you called her. We thank you that through all the changes in public life and personal life, she has remained faithful to that commitment. May we also hear your voice, respond to your call, seek your guidance, and remain faithful as we journey the pilgrimage of life with you. Bless us, Lord, and bless our Queen. Amen.
Amen.
So now we come to the prayer and the blessing. I invite you to join with the words, "Come, Holy Spirit." So come, Holy Spirit, breathe into our prayers your breath of life. Come, Holy Spirit, fan the flame of love within us and draw us into the life of God, Father, Son, and Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, renew us and revive us, that as we scatter to go our separate ways, we may live a life of love for the praise and glory of God. Amen. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest and remain with you and all those you love, now and forever. Amen. Amen.